This is your host, Tom Kelly, welcoming you again to the Proctor Podcast and episode 11 of Where's My Fortune Cookie, co-authored by Phil Proctor and Brad Schreiber. Phil's ability to find money opens a door. He has a drug encounter of the worst kind with actor Robert Cummings and hooks up again with his former Yale mate, Peter Bergman, who is now the Wiz on Radio Free Oz. Now, episode 11 of Where's My Fortune Cookie?
Ed Perrone worked with me to devise a wonderful sequence in Musica where I sang the penny, expressing the history of America up to Vietnam. It was an amazing bit, and I got to perform it on local television and later at the 10th and 25th anniversary celebration of the taper, due once again to a kind of psychic event. As anyone who knows me can testify, I'm famous for finding money all over the place wherever I am, including Europe. Not just coins, but large bills as well. And in this case, after leaving a recording session in the valley, I found a shiny new penny by my car in the alley. And when I turned on my radio for the drive home, I heard a live broadcast at a nearby restaurant featuring Gordon Davidson, promoting the taper's upcoming 10th anniversary show. So, naturally, I drove over there, walked up to Gordon, gave him the penny, and suggested that he include me in the celebration. He did. And I also got to participate in a recreation of Paul Sill's Story Theater on that same star-studded evening. Around that time, I also landed a Florida tour with Robert Cummings in a play called Generation, playing an inebriated girly magazine publisher named Ken Powell. My favorite review stated, quote, "Looking like a character out of Mad Magazine, Proctor puts on a display of thespic pyrotechnics that leaves the audience limp," unquote. His daughter Melinda being in the show also helped to make it a very happy company. But there was a little secret friction, because at the time, he was having an affair with his Chinese secretary, even though his wife was traveling with him. Here was a man who was then in his late 60s and yet full of vitality. He had a vitamin and supplement store on Santa Monica Boulevard and was one of the first health food advocates in Hollywood. His stamina, his physique, and the energy he exuded, despite his years, was augmented by supplements and the fresh-pressed juices and organic foods he espoused. In England, they said he took vitamins to keep his pecker up. Enough said. Unfortunately, though I did not know it, Bob was also addicted to methamphetamine, beginning in the 1950s, which at first was injected by a Dr. Feelgood named Max Jacobson. Believe it or not, when asked, Jacobson insisted that his injection contained only vitamins, sheep sperm, and monkey gonads. I'm not sure whether admitting to that or methamphetamines is worse. The interesting thing about Bob's stage technique was that he could overact more than anyone I ever met. He would start at 100% and go to 200% by the end of the first act. We all thought, well, that's it. He can't go any further. But by the end of the play, his energy reached 300%. I don't know why his head did not explode, but I assure you, the audiences loved that Bob.